Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Remembrance Day in the Falklands will be particularly poignant this year, with many war veterans returning to the islands to mark the 30th anniversary of the 1982 conflict. The Royal British Legion will, as usual, be playing a leading role in the commemorations, and Secretary of the Falklands branch, Keith Biles, has been talking to me about their work.
Oh, the branch has been established in the islands for about 16 years. Our main task, apart from having a sort of watching brief in terms of provision of welfare for ex-service people, is to be the guardians, if you like, of remembrance. So we are very much involved in the Remembrance Day services, and we provide the poppies that will be on sale for the poppy appeal. This year, of course, because it's the 30th anniversary of the liberation of the islands, there are a lot of things going on. There's a lot of services being held around, both in Stanley and at various memorials close into town. But the main Remembrance Day service starts in the cathedral with a service there, and then continues after a short parade at the Cross of Sacrifice, which is just outside the cemetery in Stanley.
And no doubt you'll be having quite a few visitors, vets coming over, especially for that 30th anniversary.
Well, this year, a lot of the organisation is being carried out by SAMA, and they organise the pilgrimage to come down. This year, I've heard various numbers, somewhere between 50 and 150 veterans, but we will have, in any event, a lot coming in for this very special year. Many of them will be accommodated at Liberty Lodge, and Liberty Lodge is a unique accommodation unit here, specially built. The Royal British Legion contributed £90,000, in fact, towards its cost. The Falkland Island Government contributed the land, and various other charities chipped in to, in fact, produce this lodge. It's available to any visiting veteran and their families and carers, and if it's not being used for that, then it's also available for serving personnel that are down here and their families.
I know it's something that the islanders are very proud of.
Yes, we are. It's a way of us showing how thankful we are for the contribution and the sacrifices of the British forces in 1982.
This is Nigel Rennie for BFBS in the Falklands.
Your story.
Your story. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.